When Buzz Aldrin left his footprints on the moon in 1969, he shattered more than just the silence of space. He demolished the very concept of human limitation. At 86, this legendary astronaut continues to challenge our understanding of what's possible, reminding us that those lunar footprints will remain undisturbed for millennia, a permanent testament to human audacity. From fighter pilot to moonwalker to tireless Mars advocate, Aldrin's journey reveals something profound. The boundaries we accept are often illusions we've agreed to believe. Think about this. In 1903, the Wright brothers managed a 12-second flight. Just 66 years later, Aldrin was walking on the moon. That's less time than separates us from the 1960s today. Yet, how often do we tell ourselves that our dreams require more time, more resources, more everything? The space race accelerated because people refused to accept impossible as an answer. When the Soviets launched Sputnik in 1957 and sent Yuri Gagarin orbiting Earth in 1961, America didn't shrug and accept second place. They committed to something audacious. His life offers a masterclass in turning impossible dreams into historical reality, proving that the phrase "sky's the limit" is laughably inadequate when there are already human footprints a quarter million miles away. NASA rejected Aldrin for lacking test pilot credentials, but he leveraged his MIT doctorate in spacecraft rendezvous techniques. During Gemini 12, he set a spacewalk record of 5.5 hours, snapping the first space selfie and pulling off a beat Navy prank. When Apollo 11 landed on July 16, 1969, Armstrong found a safe spot with only 15 to 20 seconds of fuel remaining. Your dreams don't require perfect conditions. They require unwavering commitment when everything seems impossible. Innovation demands open minds. Einstein wandered Princeton in mismatched socks, lost in thought. Visionaries like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos pursue ideas that sound like science fiction because they refuse to accept that's just how things are. Before his spacewalk, Aldrin visualized every movement countless times. Mental rehearsal proved as valuable as physical training. As Albert von St. George observed, discovery lies in seeing what everyone sees, but thinking what no one else has thought. Most people see obstacles. Innovators see puzzles. The difference isn't intelligence, it's perspective. When you open your mind like a parachute, you don't just fall differently, you can actually fly. You become like the five people you spend the most time with. Aldrin's life proves this dramatically. Beyond his father, legendary pilot Jimmy Doolittle mentored him, encouraging his flying dreams and helping him cope with loss. The Air Force provided similar brotherhood. By December 1952, Aldrin was flying F-86 Sabre fighters in Korea, completing 66 missions and shooting down 2 enemy MiGs. When his wingman Sam Johnson went missing near the Yalu River, Aldrin turned back, finding Johnson engaged with enemy fighters. They escaped together but faced severe reprimands. Aldrin never regretted it. Sam later spent 7 years as a Vietnam POW, including 42 months in solitary. Aldrin wore a bracelet with his name to the moon and back. The Korean War forged an extraordinary astronaut class. John Glenn, Neil Armstrong, Wally Schirra, and Aldrin all flew combat missions there, developing concentration under fire that would fuel the space race. Aldrin's friendship with Armstrong began in Houston, despite contrasting personalities. Neil quiet and reserved, Aldrin talkative and outgoing. When NASA questioned Aldrin's suitability for Apollo 11, Armstrong defended him vigorously. "Choose your circle wisely. They'll either lift you toward the stars or anchor you to mediocrity." Nobody celebrates silver medals. For years, being the second man on the moon gnawed at Aldrin. His father even fought to have the postal stamp read "First Men on the Moon." By NASA's normal patterns, Aldrin should have been first. As lunar module pilot, tradition dictated he'd perform spacewalks while the commander stayed aboard. But for Apollo 11, NASA changed procedures. Armstrong tested the lunar surface first while Aldrin waited. About 20 minutes later, he carefully backed down the ladder. His first words captured everything: "Magnificent desolation," recognizing both humanity's magnificent accomplishment and the million-year desolate landscape. Eventually, a relative told him, "Buzz, you can't change history. Media focuses on firsts, Olympic gold medals, not silver or bronze. Accept it." That was his turning point. He realized that while Armstrong would always be first, he was the second person in human history to set foot on another celestial body, itself a meaningful position. Whether you're number one or far down the pecking order, never turn in less than your best work. After the moon landing, Aldrin struggled with depression and alcohol. Only when he returned to his passion for space exploration did he find equilibrium. He learned that asking for help isn't weakness, but strength, joining Alcoholics Anonymous and maintaining sobriety for over 36 years. Wonder doesn't require moon missions, just an adventurous spirit. Even in his 80s, Aldrin finds joy gazing at the Statue of Liberty from airplane windows. His adventures span extremes: 250,000 miles to the moon, the North Pole playing softball on ice, and 2.4 miles down to view the Titanic's wreckage. Scuba diving remains his favorite escape. No phones or emails, just natural peace. For his 80th birthday, despite instructions not to touch sea life, when Aldrin spotted an enormous whale shark, he calculated its trajectory, intercepted it, grabbed its dorsal fin, and held on as it carried him through the water. Failure isn't something to fear. It's essential to achievement. The space program embraced risk. Atlas rockets had 40% failure rates, while Apollo 11 had an estimated 60% chance of successful moon landing. Progress requires constant course correction, often zigzagging through setbacks. Fear is our greatest enemy. The only way to overcome it is facing it head on. Keep new adventures on your bucket list. You don't need extreme challenges, but staying active and maintaining fascination with life is essential. When someone says something is impossible, see it as opportunity. No one has the right to disrespect another person, regardless of race, religion, financial status, or appearance. Aldrin demonstrates this philosophy daily, like when he struck up conversation with a young woman with red dreadlocks, piercings, and light-up hula hoops at an airport. She had no idea she was talking to the second man who walked on the moon, and neither cared. Always maintain honesty and integrity, even when others compromise theirs. At West Point, cadets lived by strict honor code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. During his second year, Aldrin witnessed a respected cadet using a crib sheet during an exam. Despite knowing the personal cost, he reported him. Though the cadet escaped punishment, Aldrin never regretted doing what was right. Trust your technology, but not blindly. Sometimes instincts must override data. During their lunar landing, computer alarms sounded at 35,000 feet. At 600 feet, Armstrong switched to manual controls with less than 30 seconds of fuel remaining. After returning to the lunar module, they discovered a broken circuit breaker essential for liftoff. Aldrin improvised using a felt-tip pen to push in the breaker. Even with meticulous preparation, clear thinking saves the day. Finding ways to help others surpass your achievements brings the greatest satisfaction. Aldrin isn't content being remembered as an iconic voice from the past. He's focused on impacting the future. As global statesman for space, he's advancing our program through the Share Space Foundation, established in 1985 to democratize space travel. His main focus? Mars. He's devoted to encouraging Americans to lead international efforts, establishing permanent Mars presence. Human settlement there is possible today with existing technologies. Those who go shouldn't return. The more people there, the more sustainable the environment becomes. Nearly 50 years after walking on the moon, Aldrin still struggles to describe the experience, but his first words capture it best: magnificent desolation. His teenage oath of duty, honor, and service still drives him. Apollo 11's true value was demonstrating how innovation and teamwork overcome seemingly impossible obstacles. 400,000 people working toward a common dream that united humanity. The footprints on the moon aren't just marks in lunar dust. They're proof that humans can turn impossible dreams into permanent reality. Your own impossible dream is waiting. The only question is whether you'll pursue it with everything you've got.